All right, we're starting with the Mishnah on the top of Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Mishnah says, "Amucher techatzer, mechar batim, burot, shichim u'me'arot." Someone who sells the chatzer, this we mentioned earlier, yesterday in the Rashbam, when the Rashbam was discussing about amucher tebayit, what's included in the bayit, what's not included in the bayit, the Rashbam says, as you expand the size of the sale, as the size of the sale increases, meaning that now we're talking about a chatzer, more items are included. So if one sells a chatzer, the underlying assumption is he sells everything that's attached or alongside of it. So that means that you take the batim, borot, shechim, and marot, but lo et metaltalim. Those items that are metaltel are not included. Now here again, metaltalim doesn't literally mean real metaltalim, movable property, but metaltalim over here are the items that are excluded from the previous mission. Items that are not affixed to the property, but can be moved out, but in some way are somewhat closer to being real property than they are to being metaltalin. Bizman shamar hu lo hu v'chol mashiv tocho are kulan v'churin. If he says it and everything that's in it, it includes even these items. I mean, even the things that we said by machar abayit, which is the machteshet and all the other items that are there, the strobel and the machteshet, all the items from the previous mishnah. But real metaltalin like sari and chite are not included in that instance. Now benkach u benkach. No matter what, lo machar lo et amerchatz v'lo et beit abad. What's not included is the bathhouse and the olive press shibetocha that are included in it because they have separate utility, can be used independently, and therefore they're not included in the sale of the chatzer. Rabbi Elazar omer amucher et chatzer lo machar l'avira shel chatzer. One who sells a chatzer simply sells the airspace, meaning the chatzer itself. He doesn't sell the houses, doesn't sell anything attached to it. He's selling the utility or the usage of that chatzer. Nothing more than that. Now, again, to point out, the Rashbam over here makes the point again that when we look at the merchatz and the beit abad, we don't say hadamim modiin. We don't say that the monetary value of the sale clearly tells you whether they're included or not. Because eino na, this is Rashbam l'shitato, eino na l'karkot. So there's eino na l'karkot, the damim are irrelevant over here. The amount that you're paying will not tell you anything about what's included in this sale or not included in this sale. And again, the Rashbam again reiterates the point that the bigger the sale, the more that's included in it, in this sale. And again, not one. The Rashbam says it because of the idea that the larger the sale, the less likely the person is to be moving nearby, and therefore he's not going to take these objects with him. But I also think from the price, the total price of the sale, which is that the larger the price, then those smaller items become rounding errors in the price rather than significant items within the price. Now, Tanu Rabbanan. Mocher et chatzer, machar batim achitzonim, ubatim apnimiim, uveit chusaot, chaniot ptuchot utoa, nimkeret ima. Right, so now, person sells a chatzer, according to the Chachamim, what's included in here? They're included in here are the houses, which we said in our Mishnah. But not only the houses, achitzonim, that are directly opened into the chatzer, but even the batim pnimiim, captive houses, houses that enter through another house into the chatzer. Those will also be included in the sale, as well as the beit chusaot. Now, beit chusaot, according to the Rashbam, brings that it's an area where there's sand, for making glass. It's the sand that is good to make glass from, so it's a glass-making pit of some sort, where they take the sand form to make glass. Chaniot ptuchot utochanim karotim, ha? Again, the storefronts that are open into the chatzer, they are included. Why? Because if the access to the store is through the chatzer, then the ikar constituency, the main constituency for such a chanut, is the chatzer itself. Therefore, they're included in this sale. Mishayim ptuchot utocha, where if you have a store that opens out into the Rishut HaRabim or into the Mavoi, they are not included in such a sale. Now, ptuchot lekan lekan. Now, if they are open to both, meaning that it's open both to the Rishut HaRabim or the Mavoi and the Chatzer, how do you tell which one it goes with? So the Girsa here, it's a little bit messy in terms of the Girsa. Nimkarotima, skipping both words of Eilu Ve'Eilu, probably makes it Nimkarotima. Then it goes along with it. All right. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Hamucher et HaChatzer, Lo Achar Elim Milusa Shel Chatzer. one who sells. The chatzer only sells milusa, sounds like another weird word for avira, right? Only sells the airspace, the utility, the usage of the chatzer, and nothing more than that. Now the Gemara says, Amar Mar, tuchotu lekan ulekan, nimkarotima. You just said in our brisa that we just quoted, right, that if the door opens both to the Rishut HaRabim and to the chatzer, it goes and it's included in the sale of the chatzer. Va'atani Rabbi Chiya. We have a brisa from Rabbi Chiya, nimkarotima, just says the opposite. That if you have a door opening to Rishut HaRabim and a door opening to the chatzer, it's not included in the sale. Gemara says, Lokasha. Ha, the rov tashmishitayu lugav. Ha, the rov tashmishitayu lubar. It depends on who is the major constituency of such a store. If the major constituents are the chatzer, the people of the chatzer, and the entrance through the chatzer, then it will go with the chatzer. If the major constituents are those that come from the outside, that the Rishut HaRabim and the Mavoi, then it will not be included in the chatzer because it has independent usage, almost a separate usage from the chatzer, and therefore will not be included in the sale of the chatzer. Rabbi Lezer Mer, Amocher et ha-chatzer lo machar el avira shel chatzer. One sells the airspace. So Amar Rava, that's probably the Kirsa here, Amar Rava, Ida Amalei Dirta, if the person used the term Dirta, that he sold, it's not that he said chatzer, but rather, he says, I'm selling you Dirta or Dirta, which is, I'm selling you the livable space here. So I'm selling you the livable space here. Tukuli Amalo Pligi Debate Mashma. Everybody agrees that that includes the houses in the chatzer. Even Rabbi Lezer will agree to that. Keep legate. Where does he argue in the chavim? Darmalei darta. Right? That when he says darta, marsavar tarbitza mashma, marsavar bate mashma. When we say darta, a question of the definition of the word darta, does darta mean living space, like bate also, that's what chavim say, just like dirta or diarta says? Or does it simply mean tarbitza, the airspace, the usable space of the chatzer, which is Rabbi Lezer's opinion, that that's the meaning of the word darto over here. I mean, darto will become synonymous with chatzer in this instance. Even Rabbi Lezer agrees that when it says darto, includes his houses. When do we argue? When they say chatzer. So diarto or darto, both of those terms are terms that include houses, that mean living space. Living space is not simply chatzer, it means the batim, the houses surrounding it. Chatzer, now you're talking about a different word. Chatzer means chatzer, and not living space, according to Rabbi Eliezer. So that's what it means. Darmalei chatzer, marsever chatzer, avira mashma, marsever chatzer, hamishkan. So one who says, Rabbi Eliezer, says that when it says chatzer, like in our Mishnah, it means avira. Umarsever, the Chachamim believe that chatzer means kichatzer hamishkan. Why? What is special about the chatzer hamishkan? The definition of the space in which they included the Mishkan is 100 amot by 50 amot. And the 100 amot and 50 amot in that chatzer also include in it living space or houses, quote unquote, because you have the Kodesh HaKodashim, the Ol Moed, and they're like houses. So then even though they're like houses, they're separate entities or living spaces for the Shekhinah inside of the chatzer, nevertheless, they're still called chatzer or included in the measurements of the chatzer HaMishkan. So if that's the case, the word chatzer can also include batim, not simply the airspace of the chatzer. And it mistaber like the second lashon over here, because the second lashon fits into the Mishnah much easier. Right? If you say the second lashon means chatzer, and that's what they're arguing about, that's exactly what's in our Mishnah. If you go like the first lashon, which says they're arguing on darta, then you have to do this to fit it into the Mishnah. You have to say, when they say the word darta to mean chatzer, then what happens? That's how you have to read it into the Mishnah, which is much more difficult. So the second lashon seems like the ikar. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nechon, Machar lo chusit u'mitzula. Okay, it's a person who sells a chusit, which we just saw before. The chusita is the glass-making sand. The mitzula is one of two possibilities. Mitzula is either the karkeita, the floor bed, the bed of the river, where they used to mine out from there gold and silver. I don't know if they panned for it or they mined out gold and silver from down below. Or it could be a mitzula like the mitzula dagim, right? Like a net, a fish net that's catching. That's a mitzula, right? That's what we say mitashlich mitzula dagim kolchatutam, right? That the depths of the sea. So mitzula can either refer to a fish net, right, or the depths of the river, the depths of the ocean. Now, each of these have, function, usage, utility that's independent, number one, of the chatzer, but independent of each other. They don't work the same way. They're not for the same item. So therefore, yechzik bechutzit lo kana mitzula, yechzik bimitzula lo kana chutzit. Person who purchases such items and is makzik in one of them, the other one is not included. Since they have separate usage, that separate usage doesn't allow them to be taken together. I mean, you need a separate chazakah for each one of them. Mar says, right. Iniv, Amar, Shmuel, Machalo, Eser, Sadot, Eser, Medidot, Kevin, Shechzik, Bechad, Mehem, Kanukulan. I think that's your question here, Shaul. Shmuel, that's mentioned in the Gemara in Kiddushin, that once you take possession of one field, even though you're purchasing 10 fields, nevertheless, right, you take possession of all 10 fields. Why? Because, Hatamu, the Sadan, the Arachadhu. Because over there, the entire surface of the earth is one surface. I mean, all land is one entity. But not only is it one entity, and all have the same usage, which is to plant it, to work it. I mean that the land not only is singular in its sense that it's all one land mass, but it's all singular in its usage. And over here, each one has a really separate identity or usage, and therefore it will not be included in such a sale. So despite the fact that they are a single entity in terms of the face of the earth or the right the land masses, but nevertheless they don't have the same usage. They don't have the same usage. They're not going to be included in the sale over here. I have to point out, right? The payment of money is important over here, because if you remember, the Rashbam mentioned this in Cheskas Abatim, and now he quotes it over here. It says it's the last second to last line in the Rashbam here. V'ha d'chamina b'cheskas abatim. Two fields, and there's a border between them. You take one of them, you don't get the other side. Why? This is clearly Shmuel. Right? Why don't that sadna the arachadhu? They're the same tashmish. Why don't you get them? It says, lo tikshe the Shmuel. Tahata minichse ager koi. There we're talking minichse ager. The memela kakoni below, right? Maton ma'ot. There is no payment of money over there. Hilkach lokana el oto sheyachzik. Right there, over there, there was no monies paid. There's no monies paid. You can't say, I took the whole property. Ah, so what does that mean by Shmuel? By Shmuel, you actually have to pay the money. If you pay the money, you have to know that money equals up to 10 fields or one field. Meaning that if you paid for all the fields, then you can be machzik in one, you're machzik in all of them. If you did not pay for all the fields, you only paid for a portion of them, then whatever you paid for, that's what you will be machzik in. Ah. Well, you know, the Mishnah in Kiddushin says that karka is nicknamed b'kesef shtar and chazakah. So if you paid the money already, what do you need a chazakah for? The kesef itself should be sufficient as a kinyan. So here the Gemara sets it up that according to Shmuel, that Mishnah is talking about case b'makom shekotvim shtar. It's a place where they write a shtar for the property, meaning that the sale is not complete until a shtar is written. The fact that you paid money, that's not enough, because in that place they wrote a shtar, so there's no gemira tzedat until there's shtar. In such a place, the gemira tzedat can be created either through chazakah or through shtar. So that's the case according to Shmuel. The case in the Mishnah is a case where there is a money been exchanged, but no shtar written, and therefore the chazakah over here comes to reinforce, make it irreversible, such a transaction. The monies aren't enough. You want to make it irreversible, you got to do something beyond the money. Either shtar or chazakah. And that's what we're talking about over here, chazakah. But in Ichse Ager, there is no money. So you can't talk about chazakah there working without money, because right, it's something that has no matan ma'ot, and therefore you have to mechzik in each property individually. Now, ikadam, right? There's another lashon over here. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachan, yechzik b'chusit kana mitzula. If you take possession of the chusit, then you do get possession of the mitzula. It says pshita. That's simple. Da'amar Shmuel, machlo eser sadot. Right, that's exactly what Shmuel says, that you can take possession of a property in one place and then in the other. Where it says, no, exactly the conclusion of the first Lashon, that'll be the Havamina of the second Lashon, right? And then Kamash Malan, that we don't say that, and we do say that they're all one single entity, which was, I think, Shaul, your point earlier, that what, they're all part of the arrow here, so why can't you be Makzik in one and take possession of all of them? Right? Right, the second Lashon, correct. All right. Now, Mocher, I do have pictures for you. I will send them through the link today. I found pictures of these olive presses over here. maybe make it a little easier. It's nearby in Beit Guvrin. They have the olive presses. Anybody's visited there, have a sense of what the Gemara is talking about over here. So Mocher Beit Abad, Machar Tayam, Veta Mamal, Veta Tulot. Someone who sells in olive press, including the olive press, is the Yam, Mamal, and Betulot. V'lo machar et avirim v'et ha-galgal v'et ha-korah. Those are not included. I'm not explaining them because the Gemara is going to go through each one of these items. U'bizman sham lo hu v'chal mo'ash betochol says there the Beit Abad plus everything that's in it, then are kulam michurin. All those are included in such a sale. V'lazer omer mocher Beit Abad machar et ha-korah. One who sells the Beit Abad only sells the korah because the korah is the ikar part of the Beit Abad. It's the ikar function or item that is used in such a Beit Abad, so that will be included in the sale. Now the Gemara says, Yam. What is the Yam over here? The Yam is Talfucha, or Tlafcha. Now Tlafcha is used in, for instance, in other places like in Yoma, for Mayim Achronim. You remember over there, and Kidor. Over there they were Mafkid, their items with a man named Kidor, and he stole their wallets. One motor over there said, I won't be because his name is Kidor, and the name means Kidor Tapuchotema. So he wasn't willing to be trust this individual. The other motor left his stuff, and then they went ahead and he stole it. He said, I don't have it. So then they went over to see him, and he said they didn't have it. But they saw that on his mustache was Tlafcha. What's Tlafcha? Zadashim. Lentils. Lentils were on his mustache. So what did they do? They came back later and said to his wife, please give us our wallet back. She goes, we don't have any wallet. He goes, no, we know that you ate lentils for dinner, and your husband told us to tell you that you ate lentils for dinner, and give us the wallet back. She hands it back, right? And the outcome for that family was not so good. But the Amoraim got their wallet back, and what did they say? That Mayim Achronim Chova, because he didn't wash his hands in his mouth. That's how they got their wallet back. But there, they use the Tlafcha. So what's Tlafcha? What does Adashim have to do over here? The Adashim are circular. So what are we talking about here? This is what you see all over Israel. Right, we're talking about the base, a circular base, right, on which they used to run a wheel around. That circular base is where they crushed the olives when they first brought them in. They brought the olives in, they placed them on this circular item, which has a pole in the middle, and a pole that goes through the wheel, and then you rotate the wheel around, and it crushes the olive oil, and then there's a spout that lets the olives out. So that's the yam. That's what we're talking about over here, the yam itself. Okay. Now, mamal, which is interesting here, because Amar Rabbi Ava Bar Mamel, right? Rabbi Mamel is explaining what the mamal is. Over here is mifrachto. Now, the mifrachto is the crusher, right? So the crusher, as the Rashi describes, is Evin Nikuva. That's that circular, right, stone that has a hole through the middle. Why does it have a hole through the middle? Because you put the korah, you put a beam into this circle thing, and you walk it around, right, so it crushes the olives. So that's the tlafcha and the mamal. These are the things that you see most commonly, right? You used to be able to see them in the old city until they fixed everything up there. You used to have a mouth, see them in big graffiti, see them everywhere around the country. When you see olive presses, see a circular base, and then you have a wheel, which is used to crush the olives around it. So that's the simple part. Now, bitulot. Where are the bitulot mentioned in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan, klunasot shel eres. These are stakes of cedar, shemabidim emet korah, that hold up the korah. Now this is something that actually they have in Beit Guvrin, which I send you the pictures to, which is that there is a large beam, a very, very large beam. This large beam is used to press the olives after they've been crushed in the wheel. They bring them into these large presses. Now these large presses are a huge beam that has a hinge out in the bedrock. The bedrock has a hinge in it, and the hinge is held up by two boards of wood or two pieces of wood, two parallel pieces of wood, which are, according to the Rashi, called achot or chayot, right, that are called the twins or teomim, the sisters. Those two boards are the hinge that holds up the korah. Now the korah is a very heavy, heavy, heavy beam that extends out of the hinge that is held up by these two stakes, these two luchot eres. The korah comes out. Now the korah has an area where it presses on the olives. They bring the olives in baskets, and then they press on those olives into those on those basket areas. And how do they weigh the korah down? The korah is weighed down by, there are stones that hang on the end of the korah. So not only the weight of the korah, but you have these other stitional stones. So when you want to lift it, you lift it up, you put it in the baskets, and then you let it sit down, and then it presses on them for a while. So those are the klonosocial areas. That's the betulot. Now, avirim. The avirim are kavshe. Akavshe are boards, nisarim, that they used to place on the olives. In order that the korah can sit, right, directly on the baskets, what do? You have like beams that you sit on the areas of the olives, so therefore it presses on these beams, so it extends over a larger area that it can press. So these are the beams that they lay on top of the olives. So those are the, what we call the avirim, are called the kavshe. The galgal, he says, is the chumrato. Sounds to hear for me, it's called here, the Rashi calls it as a vine, but I think what it is a pulley system. It's a pulley system to lift up the korah. It's a way to raise the korah. The korah is very heavy, because it's not only it's the korah itself, but it has rocks hanging off the end. So you need a pulley to pull it up. So that's a chumrata. Korah is the beam itself, right? The korah is the heavy, large beam that extends out from the hinge all the way out with the rocks sitting on it and what presses on the olives over here. So we go back to the Mishnah. Mocher Beit Abad, someone who sells the Beit Abad, sells the Yam and the Mamal, which are the circular base plus the wheel that goes on it, the Mefrecha, basically the olive crusher that goes in there. That is the two utensils that are used to crush the olives. Those are sold with it. Vetze Betulot, right? But what are included in it, also the Betulot, which are fixed, these hinges that sit inside of the Beit Abad to hold up the beam that comes across. Now, either it could be the beam for the crusher or the beam, the korah, the large korah causes. What's not included over here is the avirim, the galgal, and the korah, which are the main pressing utensils. These are the pressing utensils, which are this large beam, the boards which you place on the olives, as well as the pulley system to lift up the korah. Why? Because all of these items are removable. They can be taken out. They're not affixed to the Beit Abad. The other items are stone or fixed into the Beit Abad. Right, therefore they included with the Beit Abad. These items are metaltel inside of the Beit Abad. Now, Tana Rabbanan, we have a price. Mocher Beit Abad, one who sells a Beit Abad, machar to nisarim, sells the boards with them. Now, obviously, as the Rashi points out, these aren't the same nisarim that we're talking about before. Because before we said the nisarim are not included in the Beit Abad. So what nisarim are you talking about here? The nisarim over here, the Rashi calls them some sort of fence or misgeret to hold the olives in. So when you're pressing the olives have to be inside of some sort of container or some sort of containing item. There is actually another girsa over here, which is the Tosefta as a girsa of Macharet Yitzarim. And these Yitzarim are also called Akal Beit Abad, but the same thing. They are some sort of wooden frame around the baskets when you're pressing the olives to hold the olives in so they don't go. You know, when the press comes, the olives expand, they're trying to push out. So you need something to hold those olives in. So that's it. This fence or misgeret that goes around it, that's what we're talking about here. And again, they're affixed to the Beit Abad, and they would be included in the sale of the Beit Abad. So, Be'eta Yikavim. The Yikavim are the Yam. Over here, it's a Yam. Before we had a Yam, which was the crusher, had its own Yam. But there's also a Yam from when you have the Korah, the heavy beam, which you sit on top of the olives to press them. The olive oil that comes out flows into what's called a Yam, into a collection or collector over there, and that's something that's carved into the Beit Abad itself. That's where all the olive oil, after it's pressed, it goes out, it flows out into that area, or even in a gat, in a wine press, you would see the same thing. There's a pit where it goes, and that's called the Yekev. The Yekev or the Yam is where the oil or the wine collects. So, Mocha Beit Abad Machart and Nesarim, Tikavim, Beit Amafrechot, Beit Arachayim Atachtonot. So what's included in here is also the mifarchot, which is equivalent to the mamal, which is the wheel that you spin around, right? The wheel that you spin around. So either the yam, again, before was the yam that's for underneath that wheel, or the yam that belongs to the Beit Abad itself, and the rechaim atachtonot, the mill or the crusher, the bottom part of the crusher, which is affixed to the ground. Not the upper part of the crusher, but only the lower part of the crusher, which is affixed to the ground. But what's not included here, Avalo Hayalyuna, the upper mill or the upper millstone is not included. If it comes, he says everything included, all these items go with it. Ben kach, ben kach. Even when all these items are included, lo machar lo et avirim, velo et asakim, velo et marzufim. In that case, he still doesn't sell the avirim. Avirim we saw before, which were the right. The Gemara describes as the kavshe, the boards that you sit on top. Those are clearly movable. They don't really belong to the Beit Abad. Those are just planks that you sit on top of the olive oils, the olives to press them. Those don't include it. And the sakim, the bags or burlap bags that are made out of the hair of goat hair. Those are not included. Those that carry the olives around, those are not included because they can be used anywhere. They're not a part of the Beit Abad. And Umar Tzufim are also bags or some sort of sacks, but they're leather sacks. So they're not included. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Mocher Beit Abad, Machar Ta Korah. Shalonika Beit Abad, Elashum Korah. Right? So that the reason that the Korah is included is because the Korah is the main function. Why is it called the Beit Abad? Because it has a press. The press is the Korah. The Korah is the actual press. So you have to include what makes it a press inside of the Beit Abad. To not include the Korah would also basically not be a press anymore. And therefore you have to include the Korah in the sale. It's not clear from Rabbi Lezer. It means simply the Korah and nothing else. Or he means the Korah in addition to those which items that the Chachamim explained above. All right, next Mishnah. Mocher et merchatz. Someone sells a bathhouse. Lo machar et nisarim. He does not sell with it the beams. Right? Velo et asfalim. And not the pitchers. Ve'etah bloniot, or it might be another girsa over here, which probably makes a little more sense. The other girsa is aviliot. Right. So what are these items? Son who sells the merchatz, he sells the does not sell the nisarim. Nisarim are the boards. The way the Beit Merchatz of theirs was made, you can see this up in up north. If you go up north, you can see where they have intact bathhouses up there in Chamat and other areas, is that they used to have a raised floor. The floor, they used to flow the hot water underneath the floor, and there were these stone pillars along the floor, and it had wooden, what they used to cover it was a wooden floor. So you were able to walk over the hot water because of the wooden planks that are above the floor that sat on these beams. The Gemara talks about a case where all the, they used to, one of the Amoraim, I can't remember what it was, used to go to the bathhouse, and he was like 70, 80 years old, and they used to have to help him. He had two people help him go to the bathhouse, and one day they're in the bathhouse, the floor collapses. That's what they're talking about here. The wooden floors collapses, and this 70-year-old Amora is able to stand on one of those stone pillars that holds it up and hold the other two guys that normally help him into the bathhouse. So he goes, well, what's going on? We were helping you every day, and here you are holding us up at the bathhouse. But what they're describing is exactly this, that there's a, what we call a false floor, I mean that there are these beams that are holding up. So those nisarim that go on top, they're not included in the sale. Vetas falim, the pitchers to bring the water right into the bathhouse, those are not included. And habloniot here seem to be something like the towels, right? Vila ot or bloniot, those are the towels, are not included. Bizman shamalahi v'chomash v'tochol, it says it, and everything included in it, harif ulam v'churin, and they're all included. Ben kach lo macharet lo et migurot shel mayim v'lo et otzrot shel etzim. The water cisterns and the wood storehouses are not included in that. Why? Because they have function outside of the bathhouse. Meaning that a wood storehouse, you could take wood from there for your house. You could take wood from there for the, you know, for the bathhouse. You could take wood for something else that you need. Meaning that the wood house is not, unilaterally used for the bathhouse, and therefore would not be included. Same with the Megurot Mayim. Water, where you store water, that's not something that is, again, unilaterally used for the bathhouse. It could be for your own purposes, for any other purpose that you need water. Therefore, they're not included in the sale, even when you say Chomash B'tocho. Now the Gemara says, Tana Banan, Amocher et merchatz machar et beit nisarim, vet beit yikmim, vet beit asfalim, vet beit vilaot. The person who sells the bathhouse sells the room in which you store the planks that we talked about before. Also the beit yikmim, which is the place where I guess they store the water of some sort. Vet beit asfalim, and the house where they store the pitchers of water. Vet beit vilaot, and the place where they kept the towels. So all those storerooms that are around are included in the sale. All right. So the Rashi explains, by the way, Beit HaYikmim, he brings down other interpretations that they're talking about big pitcher, big barrels of water, or some sort of yorot. The items which they used to heat the water in there, right? The big cauldrons that they heated the water. He rejects all of those and says that they're actually the turbans. It's the room where they stored the turbans. Why do they have turbans? Because they used to go into the shvitz, and they used to cover their heads. I mean, you know how people go in the shvitz, they cover it with that towel they in on their head. So here they had these turbans that they used to put on their head for the shvitz. So that's what it was. The room that stored the turbans over there. That's what the yikmim is. So now, when you sell them, you sell all those storerooms. But lo et nisarim atzmam, not the boards themselves, lo et yikmim atzmam, lo sfalim atzmam, lo vilaot atzmam. So you don't include, you include the storerooms for these items, but not these items themselves. It doesn't include the boards, right, the turbans, the pitchers, or the towels. ובזמן שאמרו היא בכל מה שמתוכה, he says it and everything included, הרי כולן מכורים, everything is included. בין כך ובין כך, לחמר את הבריכות המספקות לו מים, not included in this are the cisterns or the, you know, the waterways that provide the water for the bathhouse. בין מימות החמה, right, ובין מימות הגשמים, whether it's the summer or the winter time, doesn't matter. Neither of them are included on the, in the sale over here. Now, it would be the difference might be in Beit HaChama, the way the Rashi learns Beit HaChama, Beyomot HaChama, is that so, there's so little water that you're mevatel it to the merchatz and you would sell it. The merchatz is such a big thing that you would give the water. You might think the other way around, which is that Beyomot HaChamim, you might be mevatel because nobody needs water. There's so much water. Beyomot HaChama, when there's precious water, right? So either way, Beyomot HaChamim, Beyomot HaChama, the water is not included. Below Beit Kinus Ayitzim, and it's the same way to what our Mishnah says, that the water and the wood are not included in this sale over here, not the place. So, but if he says the Beit HaMerchatz and all of its items that are used to make it functional, right, then the etzim and the water are included, or the storehouses for the wood and the water are included, which goes against our Mishnah. So we have to reconcile that. We're going to see the following Gemara, and then we'll be able to reconcile between this Tosefta and our Mishnah. I'm selling you the olive press and all the items that make it functional. Outside of the bathhouse, they had a little, you know, gazebos, or I don't know gazebos, or a little stands, little storefronts that they used to sell things out of. You know, people came to the olive press, they used to, you know, sell them along the way. They used to have a little bodega there, or whatever they call them. They had sold, you know, a little snack, a little drink, you know, some cold falafel, whatever they used to sell there. In the meantime, they were being used. They weren't, nothing was selling in there, but they actually had sesame seeds that were being dried out over there to be pressed in the press, because they had the oil from the sesame seeds. After the coming to Rabbi Yosef, Amalei Tanina, Imar Mar Beit HaMechatz, V'chol Tashmisha, V'ani Mochelecha, Olai Kulam Mechurim. It says in our Mishnah, if you say V'chol Tashmisha, then they're all included. Amalei, V'ai Tani Rabbi Chia, Ein Kulam Mechurim. Doesn't Rabbi Chia say that not everything is included? Like these items should be included? Elam Rav Ashi. Rashi says, Chazinan. I Amalei Beit HaBad, V'chol Tashmisha, if it says Beit HaBad, V'chol Tashmisha, V'ilein Matzrahan Kani, and these are its borders, then you're koneh. Below, lo kani. If not, he's not koneh. So now, the Rashbam brings down two interpretations. The one that he says is ikar, is that these items, he actually delineates the borders of the Beit HaBad. Now when he says, hani ilain matzrahana, it doesn't mean that he just says the term ilain matzrahana. He says, ilain matzrahana, these are the borders. And when he puts out the borders, it includes these, the store, and other things that are in there. So now what do you have? You have a Beit HaBad, and he says, I'm selling you the Beit HaBad v'chol tashmishav, and all of the things that function with the Beit HaBad. And he says, these are the borders, and the borders include items outside of the Beit HaBad, including these stores. So when he says those borders, and they include the stores, that goes with the whole sale. The borders don't include the stores, then they don't go. So that would be the reconciliation before, between our Mishnah and the Braisa, the Tosefta. Our Braisa that says that the storehouses of wood and the water are not included, that's when he doesn't, right, delineate the borders. When he delineates the borders to include even the water and the storehouses of wood, they would be included when he says v'chol tashmishav, because he did something that was unnecessary. You gave the borders that include these items. Ah, what about earlier on in Chazkat HaBatim, we saw earlier on that when you delineate the borders, we just say meitzer herchivlo, that he just made the borders bigger. Like when you went to a bika, right, and he sold them a field within the bika, and he gives the elam mitzrahan, he gives them the borders of the bika. We don't say he sold the whole bika. He said, right, where the field is. So it's expansive. So what's the difference between this, right, and those?
You think that people know where the bathhouse is? If you say the bathhouse in the general area, you don't need to define the borders so specifically. If you're selling a particular field, if they're identifying, you know, generally speaking, where the field is.
Right. So something along those lines that the Rashi says, which is that when it comes to the Beit HaBad, these are still, we'll call them secondary functions of the Beit HaBad, as opposed to a field where, you know, the function of the area is all the same, right? So to find the larger or the smaller doesn't really seem to make sense. You're trying to identify the location of the field, And the utility of the items around them is all the same. So obviously, he's not selling the whole area. But the Beit HaBad has a specific function, and there are items that are secondary to the Beit HaBad. So now, if you sell the Beit HaBad, you're not going to include those secondary items. But if you start to extend your language and include other items and make borders, then we're saying that since they have some sort of utility along with the Beit HaBad, therefore they'll be included in the sale of the Beit HaBad. So here, you can read this in the Rashba. If you look in the Rashba, where there's a little hay for the Bach. There's a little hay for the Bach. In the Rashba, it's right across from the next Mishnah, right in the middle of that Mishnah, it's across from it. It says, V'sugya d'shmaita d'amar hachi. Let me explain to you what it is. The Salka. V'kayim alon k'ravashi. We pass in like Ravashi. Right, do Batra. He's a Batra. V'sarmina minah b'zman. So he's the last line in the Gemara. He's a Batra. So therefore, we're going to pass him like Ravashi, which is what? What do we hear from him? So we're going to understand like this. Zman sharmalei beit hamerchatz v'chol mash b'tochol. If you say beit hamerchatz and everything inside of it, ani mocher, afal pi shemeitzar lo mitzarim achitzonim. Even though he gives him the outer borders, lo kana brechot shomayim lo beit kinus etzim. The water and the etzim are not included in there. The kaimalan mitzarim hirchiv. This is like the other cases by the fields. It's just giving you the location, not extending any more of the sale. If he only, all he says to you is, simply, I'm selling you the Beit Merchatz, Chom HaShom Tochal, right, that is not, that's it. The Gaim Lai Mitzir Michle, Aval, Imer Marlei, Merchatz, Chol Tash Mishav, Umeitzer Lo Mitzarav, Veinam Betocha Meitzar, and now they're included inside of the Meitzar, Arihain Mechurim. Then it is, right, included in the sale. So if he simply says, Beit Merchatz, Chom HaShom Tochal, Mashiv B'tuchol doesn't help you at all, because that's what's inside the Beit HaMerchatz, right? That helps you what's inside the Beit HaMerchatz. Any borders that you extend outside of that, that's Mitzar Hir Chivlo. That's he's just trying to delineate the location. Whereas if you say Beit HaMerchatz V'chol Tashmishav, Tashmishav is a bigger word. I mean, that doesn't just mean what's inside the Beit HaMerchatz, but also means anything that has function along with the Beit HaMerchatz. Once you've done that and you've extended the borders on the outside, it'll include everything that has any connection to the Beit HaMerchatz over here. What has connection? Even the stores outside that you sell things for, places that you dry things out from outside. Right? Again, Beit HaMerchatz or Beit HaBad, doesn't matter which one you're talking about, it'll include these additional items. Right, Beit HaBad. The reason is that over here, these little extra houses have function that are included with the Beit HaBad. That's why I extended it. So the Ashbam says that the difference is in the items or that you're including in the Meitzar. In the Meitzar, when you use such a lashon of chol tashmishav, and these are secondary purposes towards the Beit HaBad or the Beit HaMerchatz, in those instances, we'll say if you extend the borders, you're including those items on purpose. Whereas if you just simply say Beit HaMerchatz v'chol b'tochol or Beit HaBad v'chol mashav b'tochol, extending the borders will just like look like extending the borders of a bika, which includes the field and nothing more than that, because the extended borders are just to delineate location and not to conclude in the sale any more than what you've said, which is chol mashav b'tochol. Okay, we'll stop over here.